Saturdays with Jenny.
With Jenny every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m.
on Kaya FM 95.9.
Now, I haven't done too much talking about her because she's already in the studio anyway. And my guest today is Lebogang Mabasela, and she calls herself a visual artist. I'll post some pictures of her. But I met her at Latitudes Art Fair, and I think it was a week ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was last week.
Was it last weekend?
Last weekend, that's right.
Yeah. So that's when I met you. And there was this gorgeous woman standing with something odd on her, I think it was her left hand or her right
left hand.
It was on your left hand.
Yes.
Which is the wedding ring hand.
Yes.
Okay. So the wedding ring hand. And I couldn't work out what they were. And I took photographs, and there were a whole lot of them. And so I stopped and I said, well, what is it? And she said, it's a paper gun. And we're going to pick up the story from there. So lots of people must have stopped you and asked, you know, what these things were that were lying around and that you were wearing on your left hand and whatever. And they're paper guns, which you make yourself.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about this. Why a paper gun?
So it's my artistic practice of me being a owner and a director of a fake bridal shop that I call Magodi. And this bridal shop sells guns, which are tools and technology that are meant to dismantle patriarchy. And these guns give women superpowers, and they enhance their desires, keep them safe while maintaining their attitudes. And so me choosing to make them out of paper was to roast patriarchy. The work itself is meant to roast patriarchy and gender norms and, like, comment on the idea of woman empowerment.
Yes, I mean, it's all
and
about
feminism.
Power,
yes,
it?
It's all about power. Whether I'm saying that women are powerful, whether I'm saying power is very flimsy, because it is flimsy. Like, we have a false sense of security in South Africa, you know, when someone
comes
to
you. Do you think we even have a false sense of security?
We have a false sense of security.
I think we're so insecure.
Like, people suggest think we have security, but, like, you know, women, we disagree, but then people still think that we have security and power. There are people who came there, they asked me, why guns? Like, with everything that's happening, if you have to ask me why guns, like, I don't even know what to do. Like, why would you ask why guns?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, what gave you the idea in the first place? Did it just come out of nowhere, or was it because of the abuse of women, which is widespread?
The artwork, the practice started in 2017. I was still a student at Wits. And from there, you know, when you get into your third year and fourth year, you have to do your artist, your practice, your independent practice, and, like, start a project that you can continue on until your whole entire artistic practice, or, like, your whole entire career, even out of when you're not in university anymore. And I was always interested in gender experience and, like, just the problems that we have in South Africa relating to gender and social norms. And I remember this very distinct memory of me being a flower girl at one of my aunt's weddings when I was 9. And during the wedding party, during the wedding reception, someone was, this old lady was the next person to speak on the program. When she got there, she took the opportunity to open all the gifts that were addressed to the bride and the groom, the couple. Yeah. And it's usually domestic objects because it's made for them to build their new home. So, and then she started opening each gift one by one, being that their domestic objects going to be a dish or a dishcloth or a broom. And then she started, like, narrating, like, giving scenarios on how to use what that object is and how to use it. And in doing that, she was speaking to the bride, like, addressing the bride on how they should use it to appease the in-laws and the husbands. And then I had this realization about commodities and objects and in life, and how they have embedded meanings in how people use them, which object is associated with which class or which gender. And, like, objects are not just there for supply and demand. You know, there's someone who's controlling that. It's a very complex system, and also has to do with capitalism. And then, so after remembering that memory, you know, that there was a lot to unpack from that memory. And then I started from there to make a bridal shop, and the bridal shop will sell guns that are made from paper. So I'm flipping, you know, this idea that everything society thinks that everything that women should have should always is never for them, for their own satisfaction or for their own use. It's always to men, to please men, to make men comfortable. You know, even within like marriages and like when you're going through the girlying process, when like your parents are raising you, you know, it's always like how you should make men comfortable. You know, but then there's a, you know, today there's a little bit of a shift. You know, things are improving slowly but surely. So I noticed that like most things are meant to for women to impress men, make men comfortable. And so I flipped the idea of the bridal shop where you find it's a bridal shop, but then no. When you get there, it's something else that will help women, that will defend women, ready from radical to something that is like softer, from fighting against crime to giving women like desires that are simple and for everyday.
Who's influenced you? I mean, we've got some astonishing female writers who are feminists, who raise their little boys to men in a different kind of a way. Who's played a part in your life?
Like reading feminist theory was like one of the biggest things. Like I love feminist theory, and I think it's very important. Reading like American authors like bell hooks, two South African artists like Mpumla Gcola, yes, and there's Ngone Fall. There's also some like lecturers and professors that I met at Wits who like were very striking. One of them, Charlene Khan, Reshma Chiba. Oh, there's a lot of them, like Donna Kugama, who's also a performance artist.
So now that you have left the warm embrace of Wits,
yeah,
and you've got to earn a living, you cannot earn enough money out of selling your paper guns.
Yes, I can't.
It can make a statement, and it can catch the eyes. It caught mine, because it's very intriguing. How do you make a living?
Well, I'm part of my artistic practice, I don't only just sell the guns.
Sure.
As a performance, there are other works that I do, like monotype prints, and then like those are also difficult to sell as well. And I gather up a little bit of money from there. Sometimes I rely on my mother, who's very supportive. I think I'm still young, you know, I'm still building myself up. And I also have part-time jobs. I had an internship at LL Editions, and yeah, I should be working there again next time.
So it is difficult in the creative arts.
Yes.
Establishing yourself and actually earning money. I mean, it is hard, and,
yeah,
you know, waitressing and things like that are part and parcel.
Getting a
job. You know, for a lot of time. But I was very, very struck by what you were saying, that you really are making work that subverts the gender norms perpetuated by Sapedi Setswana proverbs.
Yes.
I was really interested in that.
There's a particular proverb. When I had a supervisor, my first supervisor, I was like, since you're interested in feminisms and gender experiences, how about you start with this like everyday saying, Sepedi saying? That's like, it's an African feminist proverb to start with, that goes, Mosadi utwara thipa ka bogaleng. So it basically means a woman holds a knife by the sharp side. And, you know, I looked at that proverb and I unpacked it. And it's great because it gives valor to women, but then it also suggests that women should, like, sacrifice themselves and not expect some kind of nurture, which suggests that women are super human. And we like to say, yay, we are super women. But, like, being super human, being superwoman is a form of superhuman, which means you are subhuman. And like being subhuman, we've seen that being perceived as subhuman has its like gory consequences. Like it has really, really bad consequences. So I looked at the proverb.
Guns, of course.
Yes, and like I swear, like this proverb is like a paper gun. It's awesome. You know, it shows power, but like it also self-detrimental. So it's like having a paper gun threatening, but then it doesn't even work because it's made from paper.
So if, I mean, you say that you are, amongst other things, a performance artist. If people listening to this discussion wanted to take something a little further, maybe for you to do some performance art for them, or maybe to explore the paper gun, because I can see it going in all sorts of interesting directions. And, I mean, I can see brides carrying it down the aisle instead of a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah. They could, yeah. So, yeah.
How would they make contact with you?
They can find me on Instagram, or they can drop me an email, or go on my website. So on Instagram, I am at Monotype Babe.
Monotype Babe.
Yes. Monotype Babe.
Monotype Babe. All one word.
Yes, all okay. One word.
So, Monotype Babe.
Mm, there's a link to an email address there. There's also my phone numbers there, and the website, and the link to other works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm really, really glad I stopped. I'm really glad you explained things to me. And I'm really, really glad that you've made time to come into the studio.
I'm really glad as well.
And I wish you huge amounts of success. And your Makoti Bridal Shop, I can see, with the right circumstances, it expanding in people's imaginations, if nowhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you very much indeed. Lebogang Mabasela.
Thank you.
Saturdays with Jenny.
With Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m.
on Kaya FM 95.9.